Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, Law and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertainment. With your host, Rich Money. Don't keep it locked.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace. Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, follow me, yeah, follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip, wash the wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and chat. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip, wash the wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and chat. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
What's up, Dons and Divas? Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. I am your host, Rich Money, and beside me I have the lovely Storm. Storm, are you there? Well, I guess Storm is not there.
Yes, Storm is in the building. Storm is in the building. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, there she go. Storm, thank you for joining us. Sound a little tired, Storm. You okay?
I am good. I'm good.
I know
good.
You've been
I'm
doing
blessed.
A lot of things.
I'm blessed and highly favored.
I know you've been doing a lot of things.
Yes, I'm blessed. I'm excited to be back on the air with the... check us out every Friday, same time, same place, 7 p.m. Number to call 319-537-6761. We do have a nice show coming up for you guys this evening. Rich Money, how you been though? Everything's been good with you?
Everything's been good. Everything's been lovely. I can't complain about it. You know, so far so good.
You know, but what can we do if things go wrong? We can't complain because ain't nobody going to listen. You know? So it's like, well, I complain about things, ain't nobody going to listen to. That's how I see it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, happy Friday.
I know we do got a hot... Happy Friday. Yes, it is. I know we do have a hot topic coming up. But before we even get into that, you know, I'm a little bothered. You know, I know some people probably be like, oh, well, you know, it's a, everybody got their own thing about us. You know, they gave him 30 years, right? They took him there, and now they sentenced him 20 years.
To what year? Risk money. Risk money.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No. You said something about they sentenced him for 30 years, then take it back, and I couldn't hear anything else after that.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, now I can hear.
Okay. I said what they did was they sentenced him. They gave him 30 years at first, right? You know, he got a new trial and everything. Now they sentenced him to 20 years. Come on. You know, it's bad, you know. I mean, come on. What he did, I'm going to say it was bad, you know. But you don't need to give people that kill somebody 20 years. And they gave it to him. They said he's been sentenced to 20 years in prison after he was found guilty of committing sex crimes against children. The new sentence will be served with the previous 30-year sentence he received for racketeering and sex trafficking. You know, I know people do things, you know. Don't get me wrong. People do things. I mean, all of us done things, but I think, you know, what they doing to this man is dead.
We never did nothing like that.
Are they just doing this to him because he's R. Kelly? You know?
But you know what? They did the same thing to Bill Cosby, though. Like, I mean, I wouldn't get all worked up with it just yet. I mean, it's the same thing to Bill Cosby, and look what happened. You know?
Yeah,
so,
but Bill Cosby.
I just think it's... Cosby, what? He didn't pee on nobody, but he still raped people. He still paid people off after he molested them.
No, but I was going to say, but he still have a whole team behind him. You know what I mean? Bill Cosby? He still have a lot of
people
behind him.
But the amount of money R. Kelly got, he can have his own team, too. And but the team that R. Kelly has, if it's not a good team, then he needs a new one. For that money he got, come on, get you a new scene. Do what you gotta do. Come on. Yeah, that's what never seems to amaze me with people. Like, some people got all this money, and when it's time to pull it out and do what you gotta do, you don't know what to do with it. Like, not, and I'm not justifying anything. I'm just saying, you know, people of power, people who have money, seem to get off with a lot more stuff than the average middle class person. You know, so. For R. Kelly to sit there with all that money, all that music he done made, and, you know, to sit there, you know, then my advice to him is get a new team and see what you can do. Plain and simple. You still making music from jail anyway, and not for nothing. I got kids, so therefore, I love the music, you know, that he does make, but I don't sympathize with the fact that he's going to be going to jail for molesting new kids. At the end of the day, I feel like more people should be penalized than just him, though. I feel like the people who were also involved with it, who picked up the girls, the parents who brought the kids there, the parents who knew what he was doing with the kids, I feel like they should be charged, too. I don't think that he should be able to take the rap by himself. That's my opinion.
Exactly.
I think if one go down, everybody got to go down, only because multiple people got paid money. Pretty much. You sold your kid. You know, and now you try to play wolf later on. No, everybody needs to go down. Everybody needs to go down. I'm just saying. That's my personal opinion if you're from speaking. But yeah, everybody should be held accountable for it. But happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God it's Friday weekend here, but it's great out there. It is so cold.
Cold is not the word.
Now,
cold is not the word.
I hope that they open up the shelters and they open up the doors for the homeless people, because it's too cold to be sleeping out there tonight, okay? So I'm hoping and praying all throughout, you know, the world. I can't even say just the city, because Long Island, five boroughs, everybody can have homeless people. I just pray that doors are open for them tonight so that they can find shelter and warmth, you know, because it's so cold. The wind is on a different level, you know. But just happy to be back. But I know we do have a topic, but I wanted to touch base on something real quick with money. Because it hit the news, I want to say either yesterday, I think it was hit the news yesterday. There's a hospital. I want to make sure I have the right hospital. I believe it's Good Samaritan Hospital in West Islip. Hold on, because with a nurse, the nurse was caught on videotape abusing the infant.
I heard about that.
Now,
I heard about that. They got
him
on camera.
Yes, that they caught the nurse. I believe
they did catch
in the well, they, I mean, of course, I'm not saying they caught her, but I'm saying they caught, meaning it's on video camera. The father recorded the nurse in the NICU, you know, the neonatal ICU, abusing the infant, throwing them up, throwing them down, you know, hitting them. And this is in Good Samaritan Hospital. So I definitely want to take a second and just talk about that real quick. You know, being a mother, you know, being a parent, giving birth to your child and videotaping someone abusing them. See, me, I believe it's twofold right now. I mean, I don't know how you feel with money, but as a parent, I don't think I could stand back and videotape you abusing my kid.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I don't, that don't work like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I might have pulled out my phone, had my camera on, but trust and believe, I was walking into that damn room with you, okay? I was walking right, I was videotaping you, but I was walking with you. I was walking towards you, so you know what it is. You know what's about to go down. And I just, the composure of the parent is just unbelievable, you know. I guess it takes a certain amount of growth, I guess, because me personally, I think I would have turned that hospital upside down 2 times. A helpless baby like that, you throwing them up and hitting them, like, who, if you don't like your job,
I think it was a newborn baby.
Yes, if she, the baby was in the neonatal NICU, but which is, you know, the baby was, it's, the baby's new to the world, you know. But I just feel like if you don't like your job, you just got all that ass amount of loans to do, and you just went to school for this, and you spent all this money, and you took all this time, and you gonna throw it away just like that? Something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. So how do you feel about that, Ms. Money?
You know, I'm gonna tell you like this. I feel she should be punished in the utmost, I'm sorry, way that a person could be punished. You know, whatever she gets, she deserves. Because it also boils down to where, I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, a lady was beating up on a 2-year-old, punching her, kicking her, the little girl threw up, she was slapping her. I mean, literally punching this girl. She was crying, and what happened was, as bad as she was beating this little girl, I mean, she was beating her, throwing her on the ground, turning her upside down and everything. his father had a camera in the house. Mm-hmm. And when he seen that, he broke that lady's jaw and her ribs. Yes, he did. So, you know, why would you even do this to an infant, you know, any child, you know? Child, they're going to cry, you understand? And the baby, you don't know what they're crying. That baby could have been crying because of his stomach hurting or anything. You know, the way they showed it, they showed her, I think it was like she flipped the baby. I don't know whether she flipped it and threw it on the bed, or did she just, it looked like she had it by the leg and threw it on the bed. Well, that's why a lot of people now don't want their kids with people, because you can't trust nobody.
Oh, okay.
You can't trust nobody.
So the nurse at Good Samaritan Hospital was actually fired already. They fired the nurse, and the father, the baby was only a couple days old, and the baby had to stay in the NICU because the baby, you know, was so young. And the father went there just to record the baby, you know, and when he got there, the baby was crying, so he just figured he would record. They didn't even suspect something was wrong. He was just recording the baby, you know, because it's his newborn baby. So he was recording the baby, and then this is what happens while he was recording.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So, you know, just imagine that, going to the hospital to record your newborn baby, and you see somebody doing this to your child.
And when he confronted the nurse, he said, "Oh, no. If you think I was mishandling him, I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by it." And then the father showed the nurse, the other nurses, the video, and took it straight to the news from there. Yep. Hello?
You get whatever she deserves.
That baby about to get a payday.
She definitely get whatever she deserves. Bad business. I don't think, you know, a newborn baby, you know, deserves anything like that. You know, no baby, no child deserves to be treated like that. Well, you know, I want to go to a song real fast, Storm, and then we come back and we fill in on the topic
and
see what happens from there. All
right? All right, sounds good.
How you feel about that?
All right, this is
Rich Money and Storm. You tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Yeah. Baby girl. Come on.
Sunshine, I can call you my baby boy. You can call me your baby girl. Hit me up, we can spend time. Lately, you've been on my mind.
Chill with a player, but all you gotta do is keep it real with a player. Just answer your phone whenever I call. Call me down, pick me up whenever I fall. I like them short and tall, slim and thick. I like them cute and sweet, ghetto and fit. Hop your ass in that Benz cause you like my style. You know me, I do anything to make you smile. I need a lady in the street, sneaky link. Gotta watch how you move, what you get is what you see. Out of sight, out of mind, but I still adore you. Just hit me on the FaceTime, I never ignore you. You know pain is love, but my love is loyal. I know you heard stories, but that was before you. Can I see C and Christian Dior? You ain't worried about girls, cause you know this all you, right?
Sunshine, I could call you my baby boy.
What a player, but all you gotta do is keep it real. What a player, keep it real, and maybe
we can spend some time.
Look, I need that real love talking Bobby Whitney, and I keep it with me. I don't got no girl, I'm picky, cause I gotta know you with me. Cause shit can get sticky, that's why I keep it glizzy. Ride around through my city, just in case I see a dizzy. That bitch my everything, good than Alexander Wayne. She come from a broken home, all she got to find a thing. Sport peanut butter rain, 11 carats on the rain. I spoil my bitch, who said love don't cost a thing. I saw you in front of the Louis store, with
a Louis fur. Calling with your girls. Honey blonde hair, thick thighs. Nice hazel eyes. Bad got Italian stitches. You know how to pick. So I hopped out the coupe and I hopped in pursuit. Like it's Big Poppy low stuff. Mr. Spinning Rover. Look up, my face is on the poster. You don't got no ring, that's a sign. Baby, swing your line.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
You could call me your baby girl. Baby, we could link tonight. You could call me my baby girl. Call me your baby girl. Baby,
I know you wanna chill with a player, but all you gotta do is keep it real with a player. Keep it real, and maybe
we could spend some time. I could feel so shy. Let me light the way. See brighter days, you'll be my sunshine.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back, Dons and Divas. Storm, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you know, I want to fill them in on a topic tonight. Feel free to tune in. I mean, chime in. Hit that one button if you're interested in, you know, the topic and what's being said. Tonight's topic is, could you still be best friends with someone if you found out they was dating your sibling behind their back? Meaning, you friends with someone. And you have a brother or you have a sister and you found out your friend is messing with them behind your back. Would you be upset about that or would you just go along with it?
I would absolutely be upset. Because if we're friends. Definitely. Because if we're friends, you know, why would you, unless you have a let me rephrase that. If we're friends, meaning you're my friend, I shouldn't have to hear about you messing around with one of my siblings. That's a conversation that you need to have with me out of your loyalty for me. And my sibling needs to have that conversation with me out of the loyalty for the family. So I believe it all boils down to communication. You know, ultimately, if everyone's adult, they do what they want, but I just feel like there's a certain amount of respect, you know, when you call yourself being a friend, I feel. So if you're in the friend zone says family zone, then yeah, I should have had a conversation. You should have said something to me about it. That's how I feel.
I feel like, you know, I understand what you're saying on that part, you know, I understand that, you know, you gotta understand it. But as long as there's no disrespectfulness in it, I don't think I would be upset. If I'm with my man and I know he's a good dude, and I'm like, all right, well, you mess with my sister, yo, just treat my sister right. That's all I'm saying. Just treat her right. You understand? I understand you're my best friend. You know, if you put your hands on my sister, that's when friendship is going to be destroyed. You know? Now, if I know this dude is treating females like garbage and dirt and being rude, then I would be like, if I found out, yo, nah, you can't mess with my sister, man. That's not going to happen. In order for us to stay friends and remain friends, that's not going to work. I mean, so I guess it goes about ways about how you see it, you know. You know, how you see it and also age limit and the mentality.
I would be upset. Wow. And when you think of it, I think of it this way. How much dirt have you done with your friend? You know? Depending on how long you and this friend, how much dirt have you guys actually done together? How much information do you really know about that your friend, and now your friend is interested in your sibling? Nah. We gotta
do it
around
somewhere. So you feel like it depends on how much dirt the person done, whether or not
No, I'm not saying it doesn't depend on the dirt. I'm just saying when me personally, I feel like I would be upset because I don't want to hear it from someone else that my sibling and my best friend are together. I want to hear it from my best friend. I want to hear it from my sibling. I don't want to hear it from someone else. And the fact that you got to sneak around, it's a lack of respect. And if we're friends, there should be nothing that you should be afraid to tell me. Except for if you got to sneak around, you know the shit ain't. I mean, sorry. You know it's not right. If you got to sneak around.
But something that they should decide if they want to tell you or not?
Well, all the decisions that's being made is their decision. I'm just telling you how I personally feel about it, you know? It's how I feel, you know? I think that there should be communication amongst my siblings and my best friend, and both of them should speak to me about it. You know, it's how I feel. You know, it's, you know, people are entitled, you know, to feel how they feel, but at the same time, I just think that there's a million and one people out there by my sibling. And then why didn't you tell me? You know, like, why
well,
wouldn't
maybe,
you
tell me? You know, that's a good point. You know, why wouldn't they tell you, you know? You know, you could think about it like that.
But
maybe,
then
you know, let's
that's
say, for instance, okay, that's true, but let's have a little fun right now. Let's play the role, okay?
All right, let's have fun.
You just found out. How can I say this? You just found out that your sister is dating you, right? Now you come to me and you ask me, and I tell you, we're gonna start like this. I'm gonna tell you, well, that's not your concern. What's your next thing? And we both friends though, okay?
My sister's dating who?
And I tell you, that's not your concern.
No, but I didn't hear what you said when you said my sister is dating, and I didn't hear what you said.
Excuse me. I said, we're going to have a little fun right now. You heard that part, right?
I heard that part.
Me and you is best friends. We friends. You know, guys and girls, we friends. You find out I'm dating your sister. I never told you. Your sister never told you. So now we're going to do the role playing now. Now, I already presented. You asked me, am I dating your sister? And now I'm telling you, that's really not your concern.
Mm-hmm. So, if you ready for my answer?
What would your response be back at me? Yeah, what would your response be?
That's my sister. That is my concern.
No, but
that's my sister. Mm-hmm. She's my now. If we don't speak, you know, we're just sisters and we just go through the motion and we stop speaking for years of love. That's different. But like, me personally, I feel like if you're telling me, use my language, some smart ass sarcasm, talk about, oh, it's none of my concern. I'm about to show you the exit. I'm about to show you the door real quick. And you're not about to tell me that my family is not my concern. Because it's disrespectful.
If I feel like your sister is old. Yeah, but if I feel your sister is old enough to speak for herself, and she's old enough to speak for herself, that's her concern. You understand? So you actually break up a best friend friendship because the person would say that's not your concern?
Well, one, I didn't say I was going to break up a friendship. What I said was that the sarcasm, and that was disrespectful, was a statement that was made, and that my sister is my concern is what I was expressing. My sister is my concern. And because of the sarcasm and the disrespect with that comment, I would say you can get out. I didn't say we can end the friendship. I just said you can get out, because once you get out, I need to have a face-to-face conversation with my sister, you know, because now the loyalty has to be there, you know, and I want to make sure that she knows the type of person that my best friend is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you have the conversation.
So, yes,
with your sister,
I would sit there.
But...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I would have a conversation with my sister, expressing to her, making sure she understands the type of person my best friend is. And if she still wants to deal with him, her, that's completely up to her. But there's a guaranteed, I feel, like there's a reason why you didn't tell me. You know, maybe it's my lack of trust for some people. I don't know. But I feel like there's a reason why you didn't come and tell me, one, you were interested in my sister, you know, and two, that you're dating my sister. Oh, yeah, I'm messing around. There's a reason why. And usually that reason why is because you're being a sneaky you-know-what. You know? So now let me help you with that real quick. I need to have a face-to-face with my sister to make sure she understands and I understand what she's doing and where she's going with it.
I mean, you can take it as a person being sneaky, or you could take it as they just don't want to be bothered with their criticism of another person. You know, like, okay, well, this is your best friend. This is my, this is your sibling. You know, are we going to tell them? I mean, we could tell them, and we don't have to tell them if we don't really want to be bothered. Depending on, they might be happy. Then again, they might not. You could go for the fact of a person being happy that you're dating their sibling. Or you could deal with the fact, okay, well, we got to go through all this drama when they not even, it's not even their life. You understand? It's the sibling's life. So if it's not their life and the sibling, somebody says, well, it's not really your concern, they're not saying it as, okay, well, all right, get the heck out of here. Because they could just be saying, speaking, you know, in general, they could just be saying that, okay, well, it's not your concern. It's just me and the sibling, you know. They own up to speak for themselves. They can go along with it, you know. You can either wish them, you know, wish them to be happy or just don't bother with it at all. And then you would lose a friendship based on the fact that, all right, this person wound up being your in-law. You know what I mean? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
We're going to go to a fast storm. We'll be right back. All right? Stay right there.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. 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 Radio.
It's a condition, no, I never leave confused. Cause I'm always forgiving the shit you've been putting me through. You told me you changed, but I see it and I know. Cause I already know you don't know nothing about love. I leave when you're wrong, but don't say you ever belong. And make it so hard and making it out to home. I know you're no good, but I just keep hanging on to dusty study. And you know you could do better, baby, but you won't try for me.
Oh,
All right, my people, welcome back. Welcome back. What we're doing right now is we're discussing this topic here. Could you still be best friends with someone if you found out they were dating your sibling behind your back? So Storm feels like
it's disrespectful.
It's a problem.
It is. Because can you hear me on the air?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, I feel that it's disrespectful because the fact that you have to do it behind my back and you're supposed to be my friend and my sibling is my sibling, you know, there's lines that are being crossed. And if you two decide to be together, that's on you. But I still feel like you guys should be communicating with me. Like, a snake is a snake. And at the end of the day, you could do what you want to do, but it shouldn't be sneaking behind my back. Just saying,
now,
unless you're sneaking behind my back because you know you up to no good, and you know that the information I know about you could destroy you. Just saying.
Okay, so my thing is, I feel like it's not a problem. You understand? But you know what? Let's bring this caller in real fast. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah. Hello. Good evening.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Did you hear the topic that's going on right now?
Yes.
What's the feedback? I want to know. What's the 411?
And I definitely had to slide on through because you know a party ain't a party till it's ran all through. They queen.
That's right. Me and my crew. Me and my crew.
So what is your intake on this topic? How do you feel about it?
My opinion. Okay, if they started talking, you know, on the side or whatever, and they tried to keep it a secret, I would have a problem with it. But if they, you know, they started talking, and like as soon as they figured that, okay, we gonna be messing around, they should come clean to you, to the family. Yes,
I don't like that sneakery.
That sneakery is just not,
It's that sneaky stuff. It's that sneaky link.
Yeah,
that sneaky stuff right there.
That have their own mind.
It's not up to the other person to determine
whether or not how they want to live their life. Now, let's say this is your best friend, and you just happen to break up a friendship. You break up a friendship with them because they didn't tell you they were dating a sibling. You know, you found that they were dating each other behind your back. But this is their life. So they wound up being together. Now this is your in-law. So now you lost your best friend and your sibling.
Okay.
Understood.
No. But you know what? Honestly, that's the L that I'm willing to take. Because in my life, the way I am and the way my circle is, I can't have a sneaky link in my circle. Like I thrive on that honesty. If you're my friend, there's nothing that you can't tell me. You know, if you're my sibling, I might be upset, but there's nothing that you should not be able to tell me. And the fact that you have to sneak behind my back and do it, that lets me know that either one, you up to no good for sure, or two, you know that I wouldn't agree with it. But if you came to me like a man or a woman and you said, you know what, I'm feeling your sister or I'm feeling your brother, and you're talking to me about it, that's a different story. But if you sneaking behind my back, that means you're a snake in the grass. And I'm willing to lose that snake in the grass.
I want to consider it, you know, yes, you could consider it sneaking, but y'all not getting the main picture of the point here. This is not your life. It's your sibling's life. You understand?
Right, but
they're
I think you're not understanding.
But you got this best friend, and what I don't understand, you said you'll take the loss. Like, okay, well, so you
yeah.
want to lose out your friendship and your siblings, you know, your sibling, on the count because they want to see each other?
Well,
love
I think the beauty,
is,
I think
you
the beauty
somebody,
of...
With somebody,
I,
go ahead.
Now you're saying that they love each other. We didn't even get that far about loving each other. It was, they were sneaking. They were sneaking.
But, you know, if
they
were
sneaking.
Each, okay, wait. We have another caller. Let's put this caller on. We have another caller, okay? Stay right there, Storm. Stay right there, Storm. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello, welcome.
Did you hear the topic of what's going on? Hello, welcome to Love and Entertainment.
Yes. Hey, so the topic is basically
going on right now.
Yes, if my best friend, if I found out that my best friend is, and my sibling were dating.
Right, sneaking behind
your
back.
But to be honest with you, it wouldn't bother me. And the reason why it wouldn't bother me is because maybe they want to do their own thing on the side. They want everything to be public. Maybe they don't want somebody in their business. Maybe I don't want to be in their business, because when you become a middle person, that also puts you in a situation where, you know, you got the middleman next to you, and that person coming back to you, you know?
Well, that's the beauty
so
of
me personally,
balances, you know?
Yeah, so me personally,
because
it has
things,
happened
you
before,
know?
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And I just,
mm-hmm.
when I found out, I was just like, okay, but do me a favor. When y'all go through problems, and I did find out, don't tell me. You know what I mean? So that's what you guys want to do. You both are grown, and you both, you know, I feel like it's a privacy thing, and everybody doesn't have to know your business, even though I am the sibling or I am the best friend. You may not want to tell me about this yet. This may not work yet. How do you know this is going to work? So now you done told me, and now I'm the middleman.
Yeah.
So, no, I hear you.
Just like I was this your girl Storm, like I was explaining before, I thrive on loyalty, and that's a red flag for me. That's definitely a no for me, you know, because the fact that you're sneaking, you know, like you could get to know someone as much as you want to, but the fact that you're sneaking behind my back, it's the sneaking thing for me. So it's definitely going to be a no. You know, but of course, that's the beauty. You know, as we always say at GQ Palace, everyone has an opinion, you know, and there's no right or wrong uh-huh. answer. You know, there's no right or wrong answer. It's what you would allow in your life and your circle. You know, me, I'm team loyalty. I'm team honesty from the beginning. And if I'm not getting that 110%, then I don't need you in my circle. That's just how I roll. That's how I'm giving it up.
Yeah, but see, so, I feel like you're losing out on what could be, you know, a beautiful thing, because you got these two people, you know, they feel like they want to be together, and that's what I mean. That's why I said from before, they can feel like, okay, they don't want to tell you because they don't want to go through the drama. They don't want to tell you because they want to keep it among themselves. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I feel like if a person yeah. want to date my sibling, like I said, if you want to date my sister, and I find out you're dating her behind my back, and I know you a creep, and I know the dirt we did, then no, you're not going to date my sister. But if I know you a good
double
dude,
standard,
whatever
though.
The case is,
mm-mm.
It,
mm-mm.
No, it's not
a double standard. That's a double standard, Rich Money.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Let me finish. You ain't let me finish. Okay. So, and if they feel like they want to be together, then they can be together. For me personally, if they are going behind my back,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have a problem with it, because that's their life. It's not mine.
But that
you understand?
But
that's
you
what they choose to do. So it ain't like oh, I'm giving different examples. It's not like I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm just saying, if you were to come down
mm-hmm.
to the point of where, okay, if I'm this is my best friend, so I know how my best friend is. You understand? So if he's dating my sister behind my back, and I know he's a creep, then no, I don't want you dating my sister.
But you can't.
If they
I don't think that's
to go along, if,
okay.
If they,
okay,
if they
so that's why I said
to go along with it.
But see,
yeah,
that's why I said it's a double standard, Rich Bunny, because
yes.
What in one sentence you're saying that you don't that it's okay, it can happen. But then in the same sentence you're saying, oh, but if he's a creep, this, that, you know, no, you can't have no, you can't date my sister. You can't do that. It's you have to stick with one of your answers. You're giving two answers right now. It's
but you didn't listen to
and
what
then
I said.
Also,
I said,
people are different.
I did.
If you may know somebody as the you may know somebody as a friend, but that doesn't mean that you know them as a boyfriend. I know it sounds crazy, but I can know my brothers as my brothers. I don't know how I know as a boyfriend. I mean, parents as my, I don't know, as spouses, you know? So it's kind of different, but when you say, well, the person is a creep, it's kind of like either you're okay with it or you're not okay with it.
Which one is it, Rich Money? I'm just saying. Which side you want,
yeah, like
Rich Money?
I said,
I'm just saying.
If the person is a creep, you know, like I said. No, you didn't hear what I said. I said, if they're a creep, I'm not going to agree to them dating my sister. But if they still choose to go through it, then, hey, it is what it is. You understand? Because you know how this person is. So from the get-go,
okay.
if somebody was dating my best friend, was dating my sister, but behind my back, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
All right.
Okay.
You know, let
question.
Me just narrow it down to that.
Question.
I wouldn't have a problem. I would be like, yo, just
that,
don't do no, just don't put your hands on my sister. That's all I say. Just don't put your hands on my sister.
All right. The caller
okay.
got it. The
That's
caller
right.
has a question. What's your question, caller?
Yeah. Rich Money, or if you're, all right, let's just say your buddy, your homeboy is dating your sister. And you know your buddy, your homeboy is a creep. Would you tell your sister that he's a creep?
Of course. Yeah, I would tell. I'd be like, listen, you already know how he is.
Mm.
So if you still want to go ahead with him, then you go on ahead. But then I would let him know, yo, that's my sister. So if you do something out of order, you know that's gonna jeopardize the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I don't have a problem with it, but I'm not going to lie.
I got a problem
with it.
I'm sorry.
But
I got a problem
like
with
that.
It.
I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I wouldn't allow the disrespect with it.
I got a problem with it. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so
what,
and you know I was hoping like the more and more we talked about it, that I would feel like okay, well maybe no. I'm still saying. Heck no, I have a problem with
it. Let me tell y'all
story. There's a million and one women, a million and one men in there. Pick one besides my family members. I'm just saying.
Okay, let me tell y'all a story. I was speaking to somebody today, right?
Story time.
And I told them what the topic was, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told them what the topic was going to be today. And they told me a story. I don't know. Is callers up there? I don't know if the caller is listening. I don't know, but they said they was going to be online listening. They told me a story about them, and it had to do with their family, okay?
Okay.
Now, her family, her sister, got out of the boyfriend. You know, they were just bang, you know, friends with benefit. How? I don't know, but she got pregnant twice, and they had kids. So they were just friends with benefits, so her sister boyfriend tried to push up on her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she said that she didn't get involved with him or anything like that. She let him know, you know, boom. But they have a lot in common. So I stated, well, you can't go like that because if y'all didn't want to do nothing, how long was y'all talking to know how much y'all have in common? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So what I would appreciate for y'all to do, now if the female is listening that's on the line and you want to tell your story, press the one button. If not, continue to just listen on. But what would y'all do in that situation?
Well, I just want to make sure that I understood what you were saying. The sister's boyfriend pushed up on her. Is that what you're saying?
Now, it was her kid's father, first of all. They wasn't in a relationship. It was like a friend with benefits.
Okay, but her kid's father pushed up on her sister, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so her
Not her kid's father. Her sister. Oh. The person is telling me the story, and her sister, baby father, pushed up on her. Maybe I said it wrong.
Okay,
that's
and
how it goes.
The end result is she's saying that her and her sister's baby father have a lot in common.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you ladies go first, and then I'll give mine.
I want to hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's on the line.
That's to me.
I don't know if she's listening. You know, but I just want y'all to give my input on that.
In my opinion, it's just messy. It's messy. It's too close for comfort. It's just too much. Yeah, it's messy. Dude, it's messy.
Is the other caller there?
Okay.
Drama and to me, in my opinion. And this is Ray Queen speaking. Yeah. That's just messy.
Yeah. Rich Money, is the other caller on there or no?
Caller, are you there?
Okay.
They're still there. I don't know what's going on. They're still there.
All right. So maybe we're on. But I'll go. I just think it's straight up scandalous. And yeah. And I'm back to saying there's a million and one women. There's a million and one men out there. Stay out of my circle, for real. Stay out of my circle. I'm not doing this with y'all. Because you know what? It's disgusting. You know, like, no, we're not doing this. It's just, how do you know what y'all got in common? Go have something in common with somebody else. Certain things are off limits, people. Like, come on. And the nerve of him, you want to push up on her and you know that's the sister? Get out of here. No.
Exactly.
Nah, I think that's terrible, and I think it's very tacky of him, and that he should go fish someplace else and stay out there circle and stop trying to cause some family drama, because that's all it's going to be.
I definitely agree with you.
You
well,
agree
I
with
the
me,
person
Rich
is
Money?
In there. I'm an all around person. I'm not one person that'll be like, all right, you know, I disagree with this, I disagree with that. No, if I believe a person is right about something, I agree with it. That's what I was hoping. I don't know if the person is on the line, but I was hoping that they would come on and tell their story, you know, and everything.
Well, I hope they hear us. And they just hear.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're on the line.
The girl storm said, honey, stay away from it. Run as fast as you can in the opposite direction. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Lord.
Run the other way. Far away. Far away. Just saying. But tonight was a good show. Yeah, tonight was a good show. Definitely enjoyed it. I don't know if you guys heard us talking about earlier about the nurse at Good Samaritan Hospital that was mishandling the infant that was over in the NICU. So we're definitely going to pray for that family and everyone involved in that. And, you know, I can't even say if you know better, you do better, because you know she know better. So she just mad that she got caught. That's what that is, you know. And we'll go around, if you want to give your final thought on the topic real quick, and then we'll give our final thought. Rich Money. Caller.
Well, you know, my thing is.
I'm here.
How you gonna go before a caller, Richmond? Let the caller give their final.
Well, you know, because you know,
I'm here.
I don't want to bust y'all bubble, but I think that last thought we're gonna do it tonight. I think that's mainly on a Wednesday show where the Diva Squad.
Huh? What do you mean? Okay. Okay, caller, give your final thought on a topic.
I just want to say I apologize for calling in late. I was doing a few things, but you know, something rang a bell in my head. Said, "Wait a minute, Friday's show has begun, and I missed it a few weeks. I got to call into the show."
Thank you.
thank y'all for having me, on, and I enjoyed the show. Keep on keeping on. Great show, y'all.
That's right. All right, Cola. Thank you. So, yeah, so Rich Money,
you know,
real quick, the reason
Wednesday,
I asked the caller to get there, the reason I asked the caller to give their final thought is because, yes, we do it on Wednesdays, but it also allows the listeners to hear, just in case they didn't hear, anything that they might have missed, because it's multiple people talking at one time. So that's why I said, like, final thought, like, hey, what's your closing? And it gives the person that's listening on the other line, if they want to say something, they have to press one, and they have a good, you know, about 5 minutes to be able to gather their thoughts, press that one button and get their, you know, their thought in real quick. But that's why I threw it in there. But, yes, we do it on our Wednesday night
that
show.
Fire. Oh, Lord. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
We do it on our Wednesday night show with Storm, Ray Queen, and Miss Mobetta. We do it on that show, but you're so crazy. So, yeah, so it was a great show tonight.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself. And I just want to say, in my circle of loyalty and honesty, I have no room for sneaky links. And if you sneaky, get out my circle. Leave me alone. Because once you start sneaking, maybe it's my lack of trust that I have in people, you know, where it makes you uncertain where if you're going to sneak about this and not say anything, what else will you sneak and not say? I know I'm taking it kind of the extra step, but in my head, that's how I feel, because loyalty is big to me. Like, you love me, you loyal to me. You know, I'm supposed to be like, boom, right there. There's nothing that we don't went through hell and high water together. You know, there's nothing that you can't say or do that I would feel some type of way. And if you ever told me that you were happy with your situation, trust me, if you're happy, I like it. I love it for you, you know. But don't sneak behind my back. Be up front and let me know what it is, because now you're being dishonest to me. And I don't want anyone that's dishonest in my circle. I want loyalty in my circle. I want peace in my circle. And if you're sneaking around, you can't be peaceful. You can't be peaceful, because if you know me as a friend, you know I'm loyal to the end. I'll be that loyal friend straight to the end for you. And if you're going to sneak behind my back for a pizza, you know what? Come on now. It's a million and one out there. There's no need for that. You could tell me up front exactly what it is, and I respect you more. But if you're sneaking, I'm not respecting you. Come on. I could tell you a story about how a family member did sleep with an ex-boyfriend. Was it foul? Absolutely.
Absolutely foul
on so many levels. Yeah, but guess what? It goes back to the topic, though, right? It goes back to the topic. The only difference is it wasn't a best
totally
friend. But this is what I'm saying. It wasn't a best friend, but it was someone that I was already intimate with. You know what I'm saying? So at one point in time, the person was my friend, obviously. But then to sneak behind my back and to sleep with somebody, a sibling? Come on. That's straight foul. That's disgusting.
Word.
But see, the difference
and we're not
is
down
you,
with
you
OPP in my
that.
Circle. Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that
I say that's different because the subject wasn't about you. It was about somebody else. But if it's dealing with you, yes, that's way beyond uterus
but
and
see,
Venus
exactly,
and Mars
but see, it makes,
Jupiter.
It makes
and,
you think, right? It makes you think. But I'm just saying. But it's your girl. I'm going to find out real quick. But I enjoyed myself with y'all tonight. Make sure y'all check us out. Every single Wednesday, we're on the air at 8 p.m. Wednesday night on the Diva Squad. And on Friday, we live at 7 p.m. with Love Entertainment, where Rich Money and Storm. Rich Money and Storm are doing topics right now, but we're going to be lining up some artists to be interviewing, and then the topics, you know, they'll be done, you know, if we have something on a Friday, but for the most part, it'll be done on a Wednesday, and we'll, you know, get to, like, pushing that, like, push. Because 2023 is all you'll be claiming it, y'all. What's up?
Mm-hmm. And we also be playing that hottest hip-hop and R&B for y'all. You know, just so y'all know, we definitely be playing that. And some of the hottest up-and-coming artists. Maybe next week we'll play that new track by my man Cuban Lee that he just put out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You should get him on the air again.
Undeniable.
That'd be hot.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll give him a call. But we're going to definitely get play that next week. It's called Undeniable. You know, it's kind of, you know, I think it's kind of flat. It's kind of hot. But is that it, Storm? We done for the night?
That's it. That's it. All have right. A blessed and safe weekend, everybody. Bundle up.
All right.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. 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 Radio.
I can feel it. Love is in the air tonight. Move on. Been waiting for this moment all our lives. Move on. Let's move on. Let's move
on.
Yeah, tell me on here.
Is.
Hey, yo, turn it up.
Let's go.
Round, round.
Let's go.
Yeah. Get to the back.
Yeah.
Where that money at? Get to the
back.
Yo. Where that money at?
Get to the back.
Yeah. Where that money at?
Get to the
back. Yeah. Where that money at? Let's go.
She don't want my love.
Love records.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all, I like the way the sound stay in the frequency.
Oh,
and ladies, report to the dance floor.
Yes,
report to the
on.
Dance floor. The frequency is
oh,
here.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Carisha, talk to him.
That one, I can't stress me a nigga.
Yeah.
40 playing neckers, I could buy me a nigga.
That's right.
Jelly, I'm sipping, but my new nigga Richard. He hit like his tequila, I could feel it in my liver.
Take that.
He ain't moving on, he ain't had enough of me.
Nah.
I can be on the sharpest spring, ain't enough of me.
Go. Everything expensive.
Me and my body real bad. Bitch, I ain't never that mad. Pop on the PJ, his other hoes mad.
Chill.
Carisha, please, he love it when I brag.
When you brag. Don't stop. Hey, yo, this is the remix. Hey, yo, Shana.
You know I try to warn you, baby. If I put this on you and drive you crazy, yeah, I would blow you. Why would you betray me? All you try to do is fuck me and blame me. And it gets so frustrating. You be playing all these games and I ain't got time. You be out here like these niggas ain't crazy down. Like I can make a call, I'm having pull up on site. You thought that you could have her on the weekend.
On.
Now you mad cause I told you I was leaving. Nigga, I'm gone. Nigga, I'm done. Nigga, move on. Giving a sass, it's giving you stress, it's giving you press, it's giving this nigga missing a bet.
Let's go.
But it's been 20 years, nigga, please say less. We can see all you did when you're getting on. You got a new man, yeah, you gotta move on. Yeah, I got a new agenda with one.
We going up, we going live.
Come on.
Can't stop, won't stop, told y'all.
Let's go.
See me